Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 224 of Coolin' Out.
It is Kev.
And it is Rel. What's up, man? How are you?
Good. Good, good, in good spirits. Had a nice, nice extended holiday weekend and got up out the city, did a little snowboarding. Just, it's good to spend time out the city with friends and it was nice. It was nice.
Yeah.
Had a fake birthday celebration. So it was nice. Mm-hmm.
It was nice. You need a break from the city every now and then.
Yeah. And I tacked one more day on. So.
That's what
My
you
week
do.
Just started.
That's what you do.
It makes
You're
all
notorious
the
for it. You're notorious yeah. for it.
I got back to Brooklyn at 4 p.m. on Monday. What's there left to celebrate? It's tough to recharge. I just need another. I need it. So that was nice.
I need to get on that wave. I really do, though. Man's been on vacation. Get home. 7 o'clock the night before, 8 o'clock the night before, wake up at 8 a.m. and start working like nothing ever happened.
I had to learn the hard way too. I've had to learn
dead.
A lot of trial and error through the years, through all my journeys. Yeah, man.
And be dead. Oh, man.
How are you?
I'm all right, man. Just taking it easy. My mom's was here this past week. So it's good seeing her. You know, good having family around. So first time coming down, seeing the house.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. My uncle came for a little bit too, see her, saw the house. But he's been here before, so it was cool. I mean, it was nice having him down here. You know, my mom's very respectful, in and out. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to throw your routine too much. I said, love you.
I knew there was something about you.
Yeah, I did come out of you. In and out. I was like, I bet. But yeah, no, I mean, just chill, really just relax. We'll talk about the football games, the NFL, wonderful games. I love the playoffs, but it's just, so it's been all good. Honestly, the weekends, like it's been so many good games. And I just chilled, really chilled. I got a bar cart. So like, you know, like the
Pardon?
Little, you know what a bar cart is?
No.
Oh, it's like a fucking like Conkin things you see butlers with the pushing shit all over the place, but you like stack all your liquor and shit on it.
Yeah.
So I bought that, built that. I like bought a mix of liquors, stacked it on it, some like Scotch whiskey, some Douce, obviously.
Okay.
Bought like a little bartender like set. I was like, yeah, COVID hit me hard. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna start making some drinks. But that's just probably going to sit down there and collect dust. I'm sure when I get the energy, I'm just going to go down there and pour some Douce, and that's going to be, yeah, they're going to be down there. Like,
yes. So, mow some on the rocks.
Yeah, yes. Put some a splash of sugar in there. And nah, damn, I ain't got the energy. And they got like the whisking set, you know, they be shaking shit up. And that's not going to happen. It just looks nice. It looks like it fills the card out. I'm in that phase of my life now. What looks nice. I'm like, he thought about that. It ain't never going to be used. But yeah, outside of that, I mean, things are good, man. Just taking it easy, mm-hmm. man. Just chilling.
All right.
The month's already damn near gone. Got a new president today as we're recording.
Oh, yeah.
Like officially. So it's just crazy, man.
Biden era, yep.
It yeah.
Is. Yeah, month man. Is, yeah. We pretty much, what?
Month is
mid
over.
To late January now, yeah.
Yeah, because.
20th already.
The month is over. Yeah, next
Thursday?
Sunday.
Oh, next Sunday. Yeah, what am I? I'm bugging. Yeah, next Sunday, the 31st.
You think this February? Yeah.
I'm bugging.
Thinking it's 28 days. Yeah, next Sunday is the 31st. That's so, like, time is just flying.
That's how it happens. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, I mean, let's talk about football, man. Like, this past weekend, some great games. Did you catch any of them?
I caught them all, actually.
Wait, okay.
Let me say that. See if I'm not lying. Oh, no, I caught them all, yeah. I caught them all where we were. Yeah, I was able to catch them all, yeah.
They were all really good, man. What was the one you liked the most?
Let's see. If you have an answer, I had to think about that. Because I'm trying to think in my head. Maybe no. You have an answer?
I'm going to say... Yeah, I'm going to say Chiefs-Browns only because of the Mahomes got knocked out and then, like, that, like, anxious feeling I had, like, damn, like, the Browns actually might pull us off. They actually might eliminate them.
Yeah.
And then Chad Henne, that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that run?
Yeah. That was definitely the most
very suspenseful, yeah.
Yeah.
And then on fourth and one, like, Tony Romo was like, they're definitely not going to run a play. They're definitely not going to run a play. He's in shot good. And then, like, they ran that play.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that was a very wild ending. Drew Brees looked terrible.
He looked all, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been down on him for a while, and he just, before the broken ribs, but.
Before the game started, when they said Taysom Hill wasn't playing, I was like, all right, it's over. Like, they don't have the gadget guy to get some big. I was like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he lost the fire in his eyes somewhere in the season. Maybe it was when he broke all 11 ribs broke. But the man that came back wasn't Drew.
Before that.
Yeah.
You got to wind up so much to throw it.
Yeah.
It's over.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that wasn't, I don't know who that man was. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I was going to piggyback on the Chiefs-Browns as well. That mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the most suspenseful. Like, pondering the thought of a Bills-Browns, and I like watching the Bills. It's just the Browns. It's just...
Yeah.
The Bills aren't enough as much as I like them to anchor a matchup. Not that I wasn't going to watch because it's the playoffs.
Yeah, of
but
course.
I was like, this don't seem like... So I was happy they were able. They had just enough cushion. I think it was 10-22. 10-22 when Mahomes got concussed or he got passed out, whatever they said. Well, I had Jay Glazer saying that he might have got choked out temporarily and that he was wobbling because he got
damn.
So I don't know.
Them light skinned boys go down easy. you got choked up.
That was the one. Rodgers just dissected the Rams, and
that looked way too easy.
And I did not see Bills Ravens. I didn't get to see Bills Ravens. That's the only one I did not see. The other three I got to see.
So I watched all the games. I thought it was quite interesting that Lamar Jackson got knocked out with a concussion.
Yeah,
and then like Patrick Mahomes got knocked out with a concussion. I'm like, damn, like this cannot be happening. Like,
right? Yeah,
but. Luckily, the Chiefs still made it. I saw Mahomes, like, was in limited practice today, so hopefully he plays on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did the jog. He was running on the sidelines, but once your legs wobble like that, I'm like, it don't matter what. It's over.
Yeah, Mans looked like he couldn't make it to the sideline by himself.
No, he couldn't even stand initially. He tried to get up, and his legs wobbled when they dropped.
But the hit didn't look that bad to me, so I guess what you're saying makes sense about him getting choked out. Because I thought, like, maybe he got, like... I mean, I know the dude, like, grabbed him up here and, like, you know, took him down. But when initially, like, I missed the initial hit, so I had to go on, like, Twitter and find it. And I was like, I don't see, like, why he is, like, in concussion protocol for this.
I thought his head snapped off the ground, but then I didn't know either, but I knew once his legs wobbled.
Yeah, and he got choked out.
The thought of
that's what
thank
you
God
said,
they were able to have no Jay Glazer. You know, said well renowned Fox Insider.
Yeah, that's no choked doctor. Out. That's, I ain't no doctor.
And yeah, Saints Bucks was cool. I just had it on there. We were just playing games, so had it on the background, but it was good. It was cool. I didn't see any of Bills Ravens. And you were right when you said they were going to get destroyed. I was surprised when you said, but you were right.
I just...
Grateful Lamar.
Yeah, I just didn't
see he's a young
see
man,
him.
But...
Yeah, I just didn't see time. Him. I also felt like after he got that first win, it would kind of be like, I got the monkey off my back and like whatever. And like he would be celebrating just to get in the first win too much.
Mm-hmm. You're 1-3 now, right?
He got concussed. Yeah, he didn't look super. He didn't look good out there.
Right.
He looked terrible, but he didn't look like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And no point in that game did I think the Ravens were going to win.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he's young. You know, it's not the best direction to be going, but he has time to make this right, is he? But he should start next season, getting some playoff wins on this belt.
Right, yeah.
1-3 ain't the worst, and you're a young man, but, you know. You're on the right side of that ledger.
Yeah, you might want to try a little harder.
But with all that being said,
a little bit.
These conference matchups, damn. I mean, Bucks Packers.
Yeah.
Bills at Chiefs, which and I would
I really
assume
hope Mahomes play.
Yeah, that's the assumption I'm going under because I'm not even gonna think about it. I'm not gonna think about it. Chad Henne led. It'd be a long afternoon, a long night, a long evening.
Yeah, listen.
I don't see.
I'm not going to accuse the NFL of anything. I'm just going to say it's more than likely he's going to play.
I think he plays too.
Yeah.
He was already up and jogging, and that game was they had the afternoon game. This is the night game. So you're talking about a full week. I mean. I would assume
They're not going to miss the Brady Rodgers, Josh Allen, Mahomes.
Damn, those are some good matchups.
They're not going to miss that. NFL is not going to let that happen unless like he really, really just cannot go.
Which would be shocking.
They might move the game time back to make sure.
Yeah.
Move it to 8:00. Nah. He need another hour. Be in the back with smelling salts and stuff.
Doctor and test for him. Hold him up.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Remember when Tom Brady was confused?
Oh, yeah.
He Mahomes, the whole game just on TV. They just throw him out there. That would be nuts. But they would lose a lot of ratings if he's not playing.
Yeah.
People still gonna watch, but
it's not the same.
It ain't gonna be the same.
That's deflating, and that's your night game. That's just deflating. Yeah. You're coming off what I'm seeing nicknamed as the Goat Bowl, and then you follow that up with just Josh Allen against Chad Henne.
Yeah. And the thing but also
final team in the Super Bowl, that's just
that
deflated.
Yeah, and you know Josh Allen and like Mahomes got like a little like friendly rivalry about who has the strongest arm.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So like,
And Allen has legitimately been like a top five quarterback this.
Yeah,
this
he's year. Been balling this shit.
So I was like to see, you know, the king in my eyes.
Then that'd be a good game,
right? Yeah, we got a lot riding on this.
Yeah, I hope Rodgers wins.
It's frightening. At this point, I'm just going to pick the Packers. He got everything he wanted. He's hosting the game. He's about to win MVP, but it's very concerning betting against Tom Brady. It's very concerning. Just his history, his past.
God.
They'll be the first team to host the home play. I could just see that.
One game away from hosting it.
for the first time ever, or 50 years or what, or whatever not. What was it, 50 years?
That's first time ever since the NFL first time merged, ever, right? So, yeah, in the modern era, whatever they say.
Do I really see that level of history escaping him? I don't know, but I'm going
to
just
say. Me neither. I'm nervous to bet against
him. I am, too.
And then I don't know what it is when teams just cannot play against him, because it's not like he played great against the Saints. Like, the defense stepped up big time, and Drew Brees was just giving them turnovers. Here, you take an interception.
He's ready to go home, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I got to do another game after this. Not here. You guys win. I'm hoping Aaron shows up and redeems himself from that blunder of a game during the regular season.
It's all or nothing now, man.
Yeah, he looks
a big A-Rodge fan, but I can't.
Yeah.
You at Lambeau. It's going to be, 22 degrees?
Mm-hmm. I need Devonta to bring that same energy.
Yeah, it might snow. Y'all used to the cold. You've had the better team on paper. You've been the best team in the NFC all year.
Yeah.
So. But Brady and then all his weapons. But I'm going to say the Packers with a lot of trepidation. Immense.
Yeah, I'm not.
Immense. Oh. You going Brady?
I refuse. But I just, saying it just so hard to just bet against the man. Yeah, I'm going to have to
go Aaron need this.
Yeah.
Aaron, you need
this. Legacy.
And then, of course, if Mahomes plays, I mean, again, I'm not betting against the man.
Nah.
It took Belichick and Brady and them keeping the ball out of his hands to escape with a win. And an offside to even get to overtime. I'm not betting against
him. A part of me wants, not once, but it would be cool for, like,
now, hold Brady that to thought. Win. Hold that thought. Rank the Super Bowl matchups for your level of
like, we'll
your
be the
personal
best?
Excitement and then what you think would rate the best.
Personal excitement will be Packers versus the Chiefs.
And then what would be second?
Chiefs versus the Bucks.
And then
what would rate the best?
Yeah, I think I know that one. But
Chiefs versus the Bucks.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah.
Sorry, Josh. You just the last out of all these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you're Buffalo saying you want him to beat Aaron Rodgers and then
go host the first Super Bowl, lose. And be like a real passing of the torch to Patrick Mahomes.
That matchup on paper. I mean,
yeah, but also I just can't risk him even getting that close to it.
That's true, yeah. No, I'm good with Packers. I'm good with Packers Chiefs.
Yeah, I'll be too.
That'd be the second after Bucks Chiefs, because I mean Tom Brady is a walking media storm to himself, and then you add into the fact the whole Patriots Belichick thing. He's actually hosting a Super Bowl for the first time ever, and then the chance to win 7 to just add to his legacy, whatnot. And then Mahomes, he's the biggest star in the league currently. Blah, blah, blah. Second is pretty good too. Aaron Rodgers is maybe not as popular, but pretty close in terms of popularity for an NFL player. And then they've had the best team all year, 1 seed versus 1 seed. So that'd be good. And then after that, I don't know who against the Bills. I don't know who I'd want to see.
It really
doesn't
matter. I think it's a toss up.
I'd go Aaron, because if I rank the teams I want to win, it'd be the Chiefs first. Then the Packers, then the Bills, and then I'm not even a Brady hater, but I mean, you got come on, bro, you got like
yeah. But I also think like the Packers are more excited on offense than the Bucks are.
Yeah, even though the Bucks have a higher potential, it just has
they just look that exciting when you're watching them play.
That's so true.
It's like they make plays when they need to.
Yeah, when you see them all come into a huddle and you see the names around him. And it's just never as exciting on the field, for real.
Nope. But when you play Madden, though.
Yeah. And with all this being said, watch this Sunday be the Sunday.
The facts. 55-10.
Jeez. Brady's arm has never looked stronger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
No, I can't have that. I'm going to be watching, like, glued to the screen on Sunday.
It's now or never, Aaron.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, no, no, no.
Most of the game, the Bills, obviously. They the only.
Yeah. That would be like the only one that like would be the most shocking if they won it all.
Mm-hmm. But then second, probably Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
You way up there. You don't know next time you're going to be at the Super Bowl, if ever, again. So
yeah.
Brady, I mean, at this point, you just stacking on stacking on stacking. And
this man gets seven.
While hosting the Super Bowl game for the first time
ever. Listen, I try my best. That'd be crazy.
From the man that got picked off, what was that, last January? January 2020, mm-hmm. He got picked off. And we celebrated, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
We need some new blood.
Yeah. And now his first year on a new team, he just go down there, change the whole team around, and win the Super Bowl.
11-5 in the conference championships. And then, 40 TDs, I think it was this year. It's kind of crazy. Especially when you see him across the field from Breeze, who,
God, falling apart.
The ghost of Drew Brees, doesn't do it justice.
Then you got Philip Rivers retiring today.
Mm-hmm.
Eli Manning and Ben retired.
Ben
looked like he needs to retire. Ben Roethlisberger.
So I mean, it's impressive, but
them dudes falling like flies. Just
Meanwhile,
and he's the oldest of them all.
Steady. Was he 42 or 43?
43.
He about that, right? Yeah. It's impressive. So, but with that being said,
yeah, go home, Tom.
I need Mahomes to keep running it up. Just run it up.
Yeah. Come on, Mahomes, man. Ah! Get your life together.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be out here having you concussed. Hopefully he plays and they win.
Yeah, man, but NFL playoffs, just must say.
Yeah.
Different don't get up vibes, for it in the regular season. Like, yeah, but come playoffs. It's the stakes, and then the players just get better and better as the rounds go on.
That winner take all just hit different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well said.
Winner go home for real. Every game's a game seven. And you can tell.
Yeah.
So it definitely hits different than like the regular season. NFL playoffs. I see why they rate so damn high.
Yeah, these ratings they about to get for this game. This Bucks-Packers game?
They're going to make up any potential loss revenue they had. Oh,
my God. Yeah,
any potential loss revenue.
The roof. And once that Mahomes news come in, nah. They about to do numbers. I wonder what this – well, let me see who's in there first.
Let's see. Yeah, it depends. The Bills – but then again, the Bills are there. The Bills Mafia is loyal. And that right. – and that – and this –
and they never won. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so – it's hard to say what the ratings are going to look like.
Really very true, but not a passion, really been a passion lately, though, I will say.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. Yeah, I've been really into it.
I didn't watch a game.
Beat me to it. Basketball kind of took a back step.
Yeah.
These past couple weekends, I've just been like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And even with, like, the Harden trade, it's just been like, that's what's up. But it ain't moving me enough to, on the weekends, when the passion's on.
No. I'm not doing that. That's not happening, no. It's not happening.
No, it ain't the same.
Even for Braun, I can't do it.
And these dudes are playing in, I don't know what happened in the NFL's COVID world, but the arenas, well, the stadium, sorry, just keep
more and more
up
fans.
More and more. I'm like, look, that's about 19,000-20,000 in there now. Before,
yeah.
Like 7,500. They're just letting mad people in now.
So all these teams are going to have fans?
I don't know, but I think... I don't know if Buffalo has fans just because of New York, but... I know the other three teams definitely.
I've seen Arrowhead and Florida.
Yeah.
So, oh yeah, and there was in Lambeau. Yeah, that's the only one Lambeau. I was wondering about too. New York. Yeah,
people gonna be out there. 22 degrees.
I think I saw an article where they were like, they told Cuomo not to come to the game. So maybe they will have fans. Because all the...
But Buffalo's not hosting, so it don't matter.
Oh, yeah, I'm bugging.
Yeah, they're not hosting. They're going to Arrowhead. So Arrowhead definitely will have fans.
Yeah.
Lambeau. And so is Lambeau. So I wonder how many people they're letting in that, but I just know I'm looking on TV. Like, that's a lot more people than I'm used to seeing previously. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. If they'll allow it.
I don't mean none.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I ain't going to be this. I don't care. Can't catch it through the TV, they say. this is what they say anyway. But yeah, man, so Brooklyn Nets, man. You afraid?
It's raised my eyebrows. Uh-huh. Especially how they've come out. It's definitely raised my eyebrows, but I still got the Lakers, but I would have to be. I mean, they two legit top five players, not fake top five. Like how Bron and AD, they're too legit. Mm-hmm. That's why the Clippers duo didn't really. You got top five and maybe a top 10. These are two legit top five players. And when I saw the box score and saw them combined for, I think, 74, I was like, okay.
All right. But it looked easy, though. It looked easy. I watched the highlights. It looked easy.
And I think they followed that up with like 62 or something like that, whatever. But again, I was like, mm-hmm. I know we got a good defense, but I don't know how much defense. Well, I know it with the Lakers, but they were facing the Heat. How do you
stop? They played Orlando,
You can't stop KD.
And that was without Kyrie.
Well, that's what I need to see, because I don't know how he fits. Them two alone, if they just had and traded Kyrie and got the depth back, mm-hmm. Wow, but obviously three stars, you have a higher ceiling. So it's just about how he fits in. But it's kind of hard because the first look of this doesn't have him. You like right out the gate, you can say Orlando, they should win. To come to the Bucks on your second game and a team that's like pretty much they only added like Drew and maybe around the fringes, but Drew is their biggest acquisition and they've had mm-hmm. the season thus far to just come together and
they made that game look like there's no way hell the Bucks could win. Like the Bucks might take it to six in a mm-hmm. in a seven game series, but that's what they made it look like. They were just outmanned already,
right?
And then KD pushing Giannis all over the place,
bro,
and getting that was like a symbol of like, I'm the best small forward in the league. Like, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? I know you won MVP the past two seasons, but like, get out of here.
And that's not true either. But
I mean, obviously it's not true, but I'm just saying that's the energy that KD was giving Giannis.
Yeah.
Like you like looking at him like you're not better than me. Oh.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, because this is their first matchup.
Yes.
Sometime in the 2019.
Since he's on the Warriors, yeah.
And okay.
This is KD giving that energy like, yo, I'm better than you.
And he is. I didn't need him to tell me, but I'm glad he reminded some people. But
I mean, of course, but I'm just saying, like, that's the energy he was coming with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's okay. You can be number three. I mean, his mic thinking, you know, but.
They look good. They look good. They're playing the Cavs right now. I don't know.
Yeah, as we record. Yeah.
I gotta see how they match up. It's like their defense not the best, but I don't know how much defense they're gonna need in the East. And then they just got the Lakers in the West because the Lakers coming
up. Who's their biggest contender? Oh shit, the Cavs are winning.
I gotta see them against Philly. Because at this point, I'm just off the Bucks. So oh, shit. I gotta see something.
One second.
Pause it.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad. So I was trying to check the score on the game and for the Cavs game, and like my AirPods automatically disconnected and connected to my phone.
No.
I'm like, what?
Stop. Aggressive commercial. Turn in your parents.
Nah, I mean, I didn't even do it. It just automatically connected. Facts. Turn third, like, what the hell is going on? Start squinting at the phone.
Yeah.
What were you saying though? Sorry.
Pretty much how they're going to jive and our level of concern about the Nets.
Yeah.
I still pick the Lakers. A healthy LeBron. I think now on paper, we have the best duo and the best team around them. Mm-hmm. Whereas that last year was the Clippers in terms of they had a good duo, probably the best team around them. I think we have the best duo and the best team around us. So like all our pieces, it's just, I don't know how you slow down a team like that. The Lakers,
it's gonna be hard.
I know they're top five in offense and defense, but among the contenders, I wouldn't know, aside from Philly, who would have a better defense than us, because the Clippers don't. Like, they're winning and they're outscoring teams, but they don't. So,
yeah.
I just got to see how they, because what Harden and Durant, Durant and LeBron, you cancel each other out. AD and you cancel each other out. It's going to be tough. I mean, but it's not as easy as how we entered the season. When we entered the season.
When they played February 18th, you said February 10th?
7th, I believe.
Mm. Yeah, it's not going to be as easy as we thought. No.
That's, yeah.
James Harden out here acting all happy. I hate people get on the great teams and then start showing. Ugh, start talking smack.
Yeah, when he shitted on his teammates, it's like, okay, yeah, this is happening now. I was surprised he got his way. That's like, but. It's just the
same.
League.
I'm surprised, like, they just traded him where they wanted to train him. But he shit on him also after the first game. He's like, oh, it's easy when you're playing with great players. Like,
yeah. I mean, now if you're a star, I mean, what's to stop you? The moment you say, well, this is just going to lead to me immediately signing my contract to lock in the money and be like, yeah, I don't want to be.
Yeah, but I think even if, like, the Nets win, I don't think that's going to validate him any more than where he already was.
Yeah, but I feel like he'll be happier versus Durant, who wasn't really happy when he won his two titles because he thought it was going to change the perception of him that he just misread that whole.
He's
crazy.
Getting it the same way Durant got it.
I mean, you can argue this trio is better than the his two other players might be better than the two he had in Golden State. So I don't know how much
different
either.
They are.
They are, right?
In totality.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. And, I mean, so, this is your Bron, please put this one on your resume.
Yeah. This would be nuts.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I really don't want to hear it, but I really don't want to hear it.
This would be nuts.
I really don't want to hear it. I really don't want to hear it, but we'll see. We'll see. Right now, they're adjusting to the Cavs, so.
To see them play the Clippers, too.
Yeah, I want to see them all play. Well, let me not
see all the contenders. See the energy he gives Kawhi.
I like to see them play the Nuggets as well, but that's where it probably where it extends to. I'm not one of those Jazz. I'm not like you, sir. I'm sorry.
Me?
I would like Portland, but Portland games don't start till like 10 or so, and they just
and also Portland plays zero defense. That's gonna be they gonna run through Portland. KD gonna be shitting on Melo. It's gonna be a bad sight.
Oh yeah. He might put him through a spin cycle.
Yeah.
It could get ugly.
I don't want to see that. I don't want that.
We wouldn't really know. I remember looking at their schedule after the trade, and it was so easy aside from the Bucks. I look at it again as we're talking, but they could really
The East is easy.
True. True, and especially with the way the season is because of the pandemic. Which you're playing a lot of these teams like back to back or
back to back. Mm-hmm. They play in Cleveland twice tonight, and they play them again. Yeah, on Friday or Saturday.
You can really see this is the flip of it. You can really pad your record.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Good for them.
I'm not on that wave yet. That good for them wave.
It has to be concerning. We'll see. They're the best offensive. I just don't know how Kyrie, how he fits. Because while he's better than them at ball handling, that's about, and finishing at the rim, maybe? Handling, I can say concretely. He has one of the best handles I've ever seen, if not the best. Finishing at the rim, even Harden gives him, comes close to that. But my point is, offensively, while he's not constantly where KD and Harden are, he can rise to their heights. But it's like he's not better than at the majority of things. So it's like he should be the one that needs to fit in. Like Harden playmaking just is a better playmaker. You know,
Kyrie's it stops at the MVP. Kyrie's never been in an MVP discussion.
Right. Yeah.
Ever.
But I also don't want him to just be a spot up shooter.
That's disrespectful.
So yeah, you got to find that in between, and they got to actually sacrifice instead of talk about it. Durant shouldn't, since he hardly needs the ball as much to be as effective, but the other two really should, because they'll be handling the majority of the ball handling. Yeah, so
yeah,
but that's none of my business. That's none of my business. We in LA, I did too. Let's see, they got Cleveland tonight, and then Friday, and then they got two Miami games. Atlanta, OKC, Washington, then the Clippers on the second. Toronto's nothing now. Philly, I'm looking at this. It'll be very telling by the time they face the Lakers. It is on the 18th. My bad. You're right. It's on the 18th. So by then, it'll be very telling.
And then what their record is, right? Because they only played really two teams before then.
Mm-hmm.
Clippers and the Sixers, really.
Right. Yeah, of this, between this Cleveland game and LA, if you want to say playoff game to contender range, the Clippers, Philly, Golden State and Phoenix of notable names, but I mean.
Neither one of them. I don't see either one of them really being in competition.
But it's good to have a team to watch. That's early. It sucks, though. They got the most star-studded team in the league. That's like a 20-minute walk from me, and I can't go see anything.
That does suck.
And I cop a nosebleed.
I don't know when I'm gonna be able to go to those games again.
Probably when I'm 31.
Oh yeah, it definitely like the whole season gonna be with them empty bleachers. Especially in New York.
What do you think happens? Do you think Kyrie remains on the team? Do you think they trade him? If he stays, how do you think he fits?
This season?
Yeah.
They all gonna stay together this season.
And how far do they go?
And that they gonna make it to the finals, and then LeBron gonna put them beaters on them.
Five or six?
Six. I ain't gonna disrespect them.
If LeBron beat this team in five, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, I ain't gonna disrespect them like that.
Cause on his flaws, I'm still
opening beats. I'll open and beat, stay in MVP shape. Let's get it.
Yeah, we tell you. Yeah. Huh? If I get in my hater mode, yeah. If I look at my Eastern hopes,
start screaming Tobias Harris.
Giannis just ain't it. We can't look at him anymore.
Chris Middleton on him. Been balling. I ain't gonna lie.
Giannis had 36. And he looked outclassed.
Yeah.
We'll see.
He gotta work too hard for his 36.
Yeah.
KD out here just crunk people up doing little floaters. Your MVP could never.
Hate him if you want, but Harden tried to tell us. He's just a dunker.
Your MVP.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's a fact. I forgot the energy him and Harden have for each other.
Nah, he on the better team in the same conference. You know, he gonna relish this.
Oh, yeah. He's just a dunker.
It's none of my business, though.
Yeah, see, that's why Giannis, you got to come with more.
In the span of what, a month, you choose loyalty, and then 1 month later, this is what you get: a conference with two players on your level, one if not both that are better than you. I ain't gonna give them Harden. I don't even know. It's hard.
It's hard, but it's hard. I don't think so.
One of definitely two on your level, and then you on a worse team. That's what you get.
You I'm hoping trying to that recruit. Giannis could, because he know Harden gonna talk trash. So hopefully Giannis can bring some kind of energy. That would be a massive upset, though.
If Giannis,
yeah,
if the Bucks, if Giannis wills the Bucks, that's what we need to see. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see this from Giannis.
I know. I'm saying, I'll root him. I'll root for him until he gets to the finals.
If LeBron see that the Bucks beat the Nets, two more bottles tonight. We could stay up.
Yeah.
It's over. It's over.
It'll be like when the Clippers lost last year.
Oh yeah. All that film work, toss that out. We hanging tonight.
Burn the tapes. We good. Burn the tapes. We good.
All that preparation. Nah, we can start midweek. We good. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see. But something like this on paper, it's just unprecedented. So I'm assuming finals as well against the Lakers as most stars. So we'll see.
I don't see anybody in the East stopping them.
I don't either, because I see all this defense stuff.
In a seven game series, yeah.
I don't know how you stop a team like this. I don't know who could outscore them. But
and beat
again,
them four times.
Oh, Durant. Think LeBron traumatized these players. See, that's a part of his life. He traumatized these players, and see what he got him doing.
It's all to beat Bron too. That's all it's for.
He to cause a Golden State, and now that the last thing Harden saw was him shooting threes and not looking at the basket after bumping him from the playoffs. The
man turned around.
He snapped. It's traumatizing after he eliminated you when you apparently thought you had a chance. We'll see. Let's fish that buyout market after all. Maybe not a big. Maybe. Yeah.
I don't even know who.
And so that's another thing. Meanwhile, our team blowing, we getting bored blowing 19-point leads.
against Golden State. That really
hurt. I'm box score watching.
I got the alert. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Same thing. Because the last thing I saw, they up by 90. I'm like, yeah. Braun and Steph. He was going to relish that. I put the
phone on Do Not Disturb, turned it over.
And that's the only concern with that. We still have lows like that. What? I hope even in the playoffs against the Heat in the finals, they had letdown games in there. So
put the Mamba jerseys on, then lost.
That was one of Bron's best. Yeah. That's the game Butler matched them.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't been the same. Pray for him, but we'll see.
I was like, that game shaved like 3 years off his career.
Ain't seen him since.
Overnight, that man became 35. Like, on the back end of his career. All them Tibbs seasons caught up to him. Because he ain't been the same since. What are his numbers looking like this year?
I checked in on him standings-wise, and I haven't looked since he was averaging that 10. I think he had 12 the night we looked at his stats, so at least his average went up. But I don't know. Like, even now, you got Philly against Boston. What? I guess I got to see it, but Boston without Harden. I mean, the Nets without Harden beat the Celtics. They don't got a chance.
15.8, 5.5, 5.3.
Don't forget. Damn, that's what he's putting up? That's what your best play putting up on a 12 seed? Damn.
Bron took it up.
Maybe we only talk about playoff teams from now on. This is embarrassing.
15.8 points per game?
He a 12 seed.
Wow. Fam, don't waste your breath. Chris Middleton is averaging like 28, I think. That's a bit of an exaggeration. That's why I said, so let me calm down. He might have put up 28 points in two games. Let me relax.
Chasing for your boy.
Yeah. He averaging, he averaging 22.1, 6.3, 5.6,
23.3, 2
PER. Nice. No, but before he couldn't get over 18.
That is very true. Now you got to look to his leader for more.
He's number 3 on ESPN Fantasy Basketball rank for his position.
All right.
Which is small forward.
All right, man. No doubt.
Your boy. Better than your MVP, KD.
Not KD in the running. Per usual. Saw Bron. Now you get that twinkle in his eye. You like Kawhi.
This man 36 years old. That's crazy.
It is. That this is even a combo.
Running around with 19-year-olds.
And he's regarded as the best.
That's crazy.
One day they'll understand one day.
36.
They better start. They got the Bucks tomorrow. Let's start with a win tomorrow. Let's start getting a little serious. Don't let the Nets be the only one to get some.
I wouldn't be surprised if they lost.
They lose. I expect them to lose.
This is like,
they just don't have the focus. They were doing this before they won the chip.
Yeah, they so stressful to root for. It's just like, whatever. You can't follow them along the journey. You got to wait till the playoffs come and just be like, all right, what happened during the season? Do a recap and like figure it out.
Yeah.
Because if not, you'll be upset every nightly.
I'm gonna watch though. 7:30. Sign me up.
Of course. Oh, perfect timing.
I hear you. Yeah. What happened?
I just saw a Burger King commercial. They got this new burger called this mad random, the Bacon King.
What's that?
Three patties and 6 pieces of bacon. Like a heart attack on a bun, essentially. Oh. Oof. I saw it. I was like, ugh.
Mm-mm.
Like, literally, that looks stressful. like a burden to eat. Oh, oh my man. God. What else? See, some of the most of the surprising teams kind of fell off, like the Hawks haven't been too impressive lately. Phoenix kind of fell into place now.
Gotta give it some time.
Yeah. Who else kind of just fell into place? The East is just kind of like all over the place. I think the Boston's trash again, but I think it's kind of because Tatum has been playing for the past couple of games and Kemba came back and he is just not the same.
I didn't like the contract when they did it. He's just never. But
he worked in Charlotte because there was no one else around him. Like, he was able to just, you know, be free. I'm telling you, when I watch him on Boston, he looks like so small on the court.
Right.
Like, look like Isaiah Thomas, literally.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was activated against the Knicks and then lost by 30.
30.
Damn.
To the Knicks.
On paper, he's supposed to be their second best. I guess he's their third. Is he better than Marcus Smart?
You mean currently, like without Tatum?
Currently.
Oh, that's questionable.
Tatum's out for protocol?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's been out for like a week now.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. Boston.
Me neither. I got the alert. You know, Kev. I don't.
All right. I trust you.
Yeah. If Tatum's in, he's seed. Tatum's in, he's the third best player.
On paper.
I'll take Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum over him.
I will too. Don't let Marcus Smart have a hot night. You can't tell the difference between them and one play defense.
And Marcus Smart played defense. I was just about to say that. He played defense. What about Daniel Tice? He better than him?
No, I ain't going to do that. He having a good night, too. So I wait.
He better. Oh, damn. 5 for 6 from three. He ain't going to do that every night, though. He better than Pritchard, though?
I need to see more from Kimba before I say that.
That's just disrespectful. Better than Pritchard.
He don't play. He been semi-retired. He got to play.
The knees. I hope he don't have that Brandon Roy shit going on. Oh.
Yeah, somehow they tied for a second with the Clippers.
Well, who?
Jazz and the Clippers are both right? 10 for 4. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Where the Nuggets at? They've been looking terrible.
They in the play-in right now, beloved. Them and the Mavs in the play-in, the 9th and 10th seed.
I kind of understand the Mavs struggles.
It's going to be a weird season.
KP just looks like we might have seen the best of him.
That's my concern. We just keep getting injured.
Yeah, because he just settles like for too many threes now. You can just tell it's like not much going on with him. Luka has to do too much. Damn. Kemba had 9 points on Sunday at New York on the Knicks. That's crazy. But anyway, yeah, you can just tell Luka has to do way too much for that team.
Yeah. It goes from can't wait till he's back to is he even going to be the same when he's healthy? It's like.
Yep.
Westbrook.
See him.
Concerned.
What's he playing again?
I'm just saying in terms of with all the injuries piling up, it's like at some point.
Injured again?
He had a setback. You didn't see yet with his knee to I think last week. So he's out 2 to 3 more weeks. Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
There's really nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
there's really nothing.
They knew what they were getting when they signed that when they signed that contract, when they traded for it.
That's the inheritance.
It's generational wealth. That's crazy. Now my knee hurt.
Got a rehab on my own.
But he's getting up there in age, though.
Mm-hmm. And I forgot how many seasons. It'd be like every, like, August or September, he's having a scope.
And doing all that cupping and stuff. So after a while, that stuff catches up to you no matter how.
Mm-hmm.
And your game is based on athleticism. Because you never learned how to shoot.
No, I was just looking at the Nets. 9 shot attempts for KD, 8 for Irvin, 2 for Harden. It'd be an ongoing process to manage.
Yeah. Trigger. I want to say, I really am intrigued to see how that all falls in place now, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just be losing to the Cavs casually. Nah. Without Caris LeVert. Oh, no. Caris LeVert didn't get traded there. Who got traded there?
Jared Allen. Jared Allen got traded to the Cavs. LeVert went to the Pacers, and they found a large mass on his kidney.
Yeah.
That could have potentially saved my life. And
That's a wild story.
Right?
That's a wild story.
Yeah, good for him, man.
Facts. Damn, Jared Allen got traded to the Cavs and still the backup center.
Who they start over him?
Drummond.
Oh, fam, Drummond. My bad. He putting up number. Yeah, you're right. Why? What is wrong with them? The Cavs.
They got Drummond, Jared Allen, and JaVale McGee.
And then Kevin Love. He a different kind of big, but...
He lost. Where is he? He hasn't played this year.
I don't know, actually. And I ain't looked.
Where is he?
Unless his name start popping up in trade rumors. I just let it be. It's none of my business.
You just Googling me talking about Kevin Love and his life-changing effect on racism. So, I mean, that means... he ain't been playing it. And no one cares.
That's funny.
Life-changing moment on racism. What a time.
Yeah.
I think we hit it all. You got anything else to add?
Nah.
Another episode in the books, people. We did it. Mm-hmm. We're set. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you rate, share, subscribe. Definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel. Have the full-length episodes, video clips up there. Same on IGTV. Full-length audio is available everywhere. Podcasts are streaming. Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Cast, Apple Podcasts. I do this every single week, everywhere. All the major streaming platforms. We are there. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.